In addition to Igor Sutyagin, three other prisoners held by Russia are involved in this spy swap. According to the U.S. Justice Department, all were convicted for alleged contact with Western intelligence agencies. One of those prisoners is a man named Sergei Skripal. We asked the BBC's Yuri Malaverian in Moscow to tell us about him.
Well, Sergei Skripal, he was an officer for the military intelligence in Russia. And as the Russian authorities say, he was allegedly recruited by British intelligence in Estonia, which is my homeland, by the way. And Skripal was arrested in 2004, and in 2006 he was sentenced to 13 years in penal camp, and allegedly he received $100,000 for his job for the British intelligence. But whether he is on the list of those who are supposed to be exchanged for the Russian alleged spies in U.S., Sergei Skripal's lawyer could not confirm that, and his wife was not available at the moment.
And Yuri, any other noteworthy names among the list of convicted Western agents who may be released?
Igor Sutyagin, as his relatives say, he was shown the list of all the persons who are to be exchanged, and he could only remember two or three of the names, and then the relatives could only remember one of the names, that is Sergei Skripal. Then the Russian media have mentioned two more persons who could be on the list, according to their sources, anonymous sources of the Russian media. The two are Alexander Zaporozhsky and Alexander Sypachev. Zaporozhsky is the most mysterious person and most mysterious case of these two. He's a former high-ranked counterintelligence officer, but he retired and moved to USA in mid-90s, and he lived there, and then he traveled freely between US and Russia, and he had the green card or residence permit, and then he was all of a sudden arrested in 2001 and accused of selling very high-ranked secrets to American intelligence about the activities of Russian intelligence in America. And in 2003, he was sentenced to 18 years of penal camp. Then Alexander Sypachev, he was arrested in 2002, and he also was an officer of military intelligence, just like Sergei Skripal. And as the investigators said, and as it was written in the court decision, he contacted voluntarily the U.S. embassy and offered his service. And at the request of the Americans, he composed a short memorandum containing some secret information. And he was detained right away at the moment when he left the document in a secret place. And he was sentenced in 2002 for just 8 years in prison.
Now, since these alleged agents got caught to passing secrets of varying importance, I'm just wondering how that compares to the alleged misdeeds of the people here in the U.S. who may be released.
From here, it looks very strange, the whole thing, because this is an unprecedented thing where Russians are exchanged for Russians. And that looks, as many experts and as many commentators here say, it looks very, very weird, because they can't understand why Americans can be interested in foreigners who may well be their agents, may well sell some secrets to them, but they are not their citizens. That's the most mysterious thing in this exchange.
The BBC's Yuri Malaverian in Moscow. Thank you very much.
Thank you.